Look, said Dad, you've got mail. Let me see, said Jack. He ripped open the envelope. It was an invitation to his friend Sam's birthday party. Come to climbing party. Sam's 8th birthday, Saturday, 1-2-3, Family Fun Center, with sneakers for climbing. Cool, Dad said. The party is at one of those places where you climb up a wall. It sounds like fun. Jack frowned. He thought about the time he climbed to the top of the swing set to the park. That was the day he fell and broke his arm. It doesn't sound like fun to me, Jack said. It sounds scary. I don't want to go. I know you're worried about falling again, said Dad. But those climbing places are safe, he smiled. Just try it. You might like it. Later that day, the phone rang. It was Sam. Did you get my invitation? He asked. Originally, yes, Jack said. It's going to be really fun, Sam said. I can't wait to climb up high. Jack didn't say anything. Jack said, Sam, are you there? Are you coming to my birthday party? You have to come. Jack did not want to disappoint his best friend. So he said yes, but he hung up the phone with a sick feeling in his stomach. On the day of the party, Jack was the last one to arrive. He looked up at the climbing wall. It was bumpy and greasy, gray and very tall. He looked away, feeling dizzy. Jack, Sam yelled when he saw his friend watch. Sam already had on a helmet and a harness. A coach named Jenna was explaining how to climb the wall. These red and blue things are called poles, she said. You grab them with your hands and step on them with your feet. I will hold the rope so you won't fall, okay? Sam nodded. I'm ready. Sam grabbed the wall and started climbing. He was fast. Up he went, quickly grabbing each hold and finding places to step. The other kids watched. One or two kids called, "Go out, go, Sam!" Jack watched too. It looks like fun. He thought, maybe I can do this. Then Sam looked down. He was up high, much higher than Jack's head. He looked away and didn't move. Is everything okay, Sam? Called Jenna. Sam did not answer. He was climbing to the wall. His eyes were shut. Sam, Jenna called more loudly. Are you all right? Sam turned his head slowly and looked down again. His face was pale. His eyes were round. Jack could tell that his face friend was too scared to move. It's okay, Sam. Jack shouted up to Sam. You can do it. Don't worry. You won't fall. The other kid joined in. You can do it, they yelled. Go, Sam. Sam slowly lowered one hand. Then he lowered one foot. Then he lowered the other hand and the other foot. Slowly, Sam climbed back down the wall. By the time he got to the bottom, all the kids were cheering. Yay, Sam, they shouted. You did it. Sam gave them all a shaky grin. Woo, he said. He wiped his forehead. That was fun. Everyone laughed. He turned to Jack. Now it's your turn, Sam said. Jack didn't move. Come on, Sam said. You can do it. Just don't look down and you will get scared. Jenna held out the harness to Jack. Want to try it? She asked. Jack thought about it. It really did look like fun. and Sam said the other kids would cheer him on. "Okay," Jack said, "I'll try it." He put on the gear and started to climb.